Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 15 going up to 28, Johannesburg 13, 25, Mbombela 16, 30.
On the roads, lots of WhatsApps in to about the traffic. Natalie sent us one about the traffic on Eskom Bahlele. It is now free flowing. Thanks so much, Natalie. Then the left lane is still blocked in Sunning Hill after that earlier serious accident near the Rivonia Road exit in the northerly direction. Unfortunately, the traffic moving so slowly there. Thanks, Shella. And then the cricket has kicked off. Shirley said the roads of Illovo near the Wanderers absolutely jam-packed.
In your sport headlines, South Africa celebrate qualifying for AFCON by beating Uganda by 2-0, and India won the toss and elected to bat first in that match against South Africa.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to address the nation tonight on government's response to the surge of incidents of suspected foodborne illnesses. The latest incident is the hospitalization of more than 50 pupils at Zumeri Primary School in Giyani, Limpopo yesterday. Cliff Shiko has more.
The address by the president comes amid calls for him to declare a state of emergency over the suspected food poisoning incidents. More than a dozen children have died in recent weeks, with hundreds being hospitalized in Gauteng, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and the Free State. This week, Health Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi told Parliament that the issue goes beyond the spaza shops. This comes after a toxicology report confirmed the presence of chemical organophosphate in the bodies of 6 children who died in Soweto. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And moving to Stilfontein, Pastor Johanna Seleke, a community leader in the community, has questioned the absence and silence of Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe on the ongoing issue of illegal mining in the area. Seleke raised his concerns during Police Minister Senzo Mkunu's visit, highlighting that illegal mining has been a long-standing problem in the community.
Government, we as a community, we are blaming you. DMR, they are not doing their work. There are many shafts that are open. People are dying. Some people are thrown in those shafts. DMR, they are not doing their work.
However, Mkunu appeared displeased with the criticism directed at government officials.
It's not correct that you can just come from somewhere and then say, no, don't speak, all of you. I'm bringing you a solution. 1, 2, 3. And close the door and go. This is not how South Africa works.
In other news, the two siblings linked to the killing of Numay Skoli actor David Manuel are being probed for murder and insurance fraud. Wanda and Sindiswa Mbele are expected back in the Athlone Magistrates Court next week, Thursday, following their first appearance yesterday. It's alleged that just days before Manuel was shot and killed in Guguletu, the siblings amended insurance policies to pay out double in the event of his accidental death. Western Cape League spokesperson is Wesley Twig.
The investigation revealed that life insurance policies were taken out by family members, which was identified as a possible motive. The possibility of more arrests are not excluded.
Moving abroad, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz had a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. According to his spokesperson, the Chancellor condemned Russia's war in Ukraine. Scholz also said Russia must be willing to negotiate with Ukraine with the aim of achieving a just and lasting peace. And finally, world-famous Pompeii Archaeological Park introduced a daily limit of 20,000 visitors in an attempt to counter overcrowding. The experimental scheme will see visitors to the UNESCO World Heritage Site required to buy tickets with their names on in the summer, and it will be divided into morning and afternoon slots. I'm Marlene Frischier. More news at 6.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.